Our next item is conditional use number 2078, Sunlight Ventures Limited.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve CU-2078 for Sunlight Ventures Limited for a professional office based on the public record and based on the record and for the public hearing for the following reasons. Number one, proposed conditional use is generally similar to the to other uses in the vicinity of the property along Route 9. There are other small businesses uses or business uses, and this office will remain a residential character and is consistent with residences that also exist in the area. Two, the use as an office for an architectural firm will not generate a lot of traffic. Three, the project, with conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties, community, or traffic. Four, the use as an office for an architectural firm provides a convenient location for this service that will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of the Sussex County residents. Number five, no parties appeared in opposition of this application. Six, the approval of this small office use should not be considered an endorsement of future rezoning or conditional use applications for large or more intensive uses along the Route 9 corridor. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, there will only be one unlighted sign on the premises that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. B, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. C, as it proposed by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be limited to between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. D, this approval is limited to the office proposed during the public hearing. The Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission shall consider whether any future proposed expansion shall require a new public hearing. E, the structure on the site shall maintain a residential character and appearance. F, the use shall be limited to professional office uses such as the architectural office proposed by the applicant. There shall not be any contractor's offices or uses that primarily involve retail sales. G, the applicant must apply with all DLDOT requirements concerning the entrance and roadway improvements. H, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the property. And I, the site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2078 for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.